And praise the Lord. I have to tell you how excited I am that the convention is finally here. We've been working toward this for really for the last 11 months, and what a joy it is to be here and to see you all, and just with the anticipation of what's going to happen over these next few days. Pastor Reese, thank you for the incredible opportunity for you blessed us with to come and really have our convention here, and thank you for the hospitality. You're so accommodating. We love you, brother, and thank God for all that you're doing. We're thankful also for our president, Robbie Foster. He has he's been everywhere, man. I don't want to sing, but anyway, you get the picture there. He has gone all across our state, and I'm grateful for how you serve, Robbie, for the way in which you have ministered to and cared for and encouraged pastors. Thank you so much. And John, I'm looking forward to hearing you preach in just a few moments. Now, when we say this, pastors are our heroes, we mean this with all our heart. Everything that we're doing is really focusing on two main things. The first one is pastor wellness. We need our pastors to be strong. We need them to be really, tooled or encouraged or resourced to the max. We need to do everything we can to be helping our pastors and their spouses and their families, their children. Because the reality is pastoring is difficult, it's hard work, and there's a tremendous amount of stress and pressure that you're all under. And we know that the enemy's coming after you. And so here's what we believe with all our hearts. If we can encourage you and strengthen you and bless you and help you and resource you, then you're going to lead your church in a better way. We're going to reach more people. Because the truth is there's no such thing as a healthy church. There are healthier churches than others. But because I'm a member of a church, my church isn't really healthy. It's just like yours, like you're a member of it. There's no such thing. But there are churches that really do have a growing health and getting healthier. And that's what we want to do, is help our pastors lead churches that become healthier and healthier as they're reaching out to their community and ministering to the needs of the body. So I want to ask Tim Dowdy to come up. Tim just recently accepted our invitation to come be the lead strategist for Pastor Wellness. And he has been pastoring for 30 years at Eagles Landing First Baptist Church. And so Tim is not going to be able to be here tomorrow because you're traveling to Puerto Rico to help out with some things that are going on there. But I want you to share a few words. Would you welcome Tim Dowdy, please?
Listen, it's great to be here. In fact, this morning we just celebrated our 30th anniversary as a church. And last Sunday was my 30th anniversary as the pastor of Eagles Landing First Baptist Church. We had 30 people when I came, and I was 28 and had hair, and we just have grown up with the church, and God has blessed. But I can tell you this, when Thomas and I began talking, I said, listen, I'm a pastor. I'm a local church guy, committed to what God's doing through the local church and what he wants to do in the world through the local church, and committed to pastors. And God really began moving my heart. Listen, why don't we just multiply that influence in the lives of pastors around the state of Georgia? Because the hope of the world is Jesus. And the church is commissioned to carry that good news around the world. And the pastor is the greatest servant and under-shepherd to lead the church to do that. And so we just want to come alongside the pastors and be your best friend. To encourage you, equip you, help you any way we can, and your family. I mean, I've stood there. I know you're on the front line of the battle every single day. And when you go to bed at night, you wake up the next morning, it's not the same. The enemy has been working all night long against you, and you're still on the front line of the battle the next day. And so I'm thankful for you, thankful for all you do, and hopefully we'll do our very best to impact the pastors and churches and their families so that you can impact the world with the gospel of Jesus. So thank you for all you do.
So in pastor wellness, there's five areas that we're going to focus in on. The first one really is a pastor's spiritual health. Pastors are pouring out every day. Every week they're preparing messages and Bible studies, and they're ministering to and caring for their flock, as they should. But the reality is if there's nothing pouring into you, then you're going to become dry and burned out very quickly. So what we want to do is help pastors to continue to grow spiritually and to be healthy spiritually, but not just spiritually, but also physically. The reality is our bodies are what God has given us to take the gospel around the world. We need our bodies to be healthy so that we can work harder and do more than ever before. And so we want to talk and help pastors become healthy spiritually, physically, but here's another area as well, relationally. We know that pastors have been trained to lead their flock, but the reality is most pastors' wives didn't marry pastors, they married plumbers who became preachers. And the truth is, very few, if any, pastors' wives had any preparation or training or even a mentor or a model of what it means to be a pastor's wife. And so we want to be able to create those environments that will help encourage and equip and help pastors' wives to be prepared to come alongside that husband who's leading that church and be that that co-laborer with him. But also their kids. Your kids are under a great deal of scrutiny. We live in what we call the fishbowl. I was a preacher's kid. My father pastored in Augusta for 33 years. And so I know what the fishbowl's all about. And some kids respond to it so negatively because they're under that microscope, if you will. And sometimes the child says, you know, I don't want to go to church anymore because of what I experience at church. And so what we want to do is be able to help your kids really be prepared or better prepared for the fishbowl. And so there's the spiritual health, the physical health, there's a relational health, and then there's the vocational health for a pastor. How to really lead a church well, helping you develop in your leadership skills and in your pastoring skills and in your preaching skills and on and on and on. I've asked a group of pastors, and I've asked this many times, how many of you have had a preaching or a speaking class since you've been in seminary? And the reality is, I don't think anybody ever raised their hand and said, I went to a class and was better prepared in communication. We need to continue to sharpen our skills and develop our skills because our culture that we're trying to reach and communicate with is always changing. And so what better way than to continue to prepare ourselves to reach this constantly changing culture? And so we need to really strengthen ourselves vocationally. But then the final way is financially. Pastors don't make a lot of money, but if we handle it well, we will be able to retire better. We have, of course, Guidestone that's helping in so many ways. But there's the truth that if we could help our pastors in a lot of their decision-making, if you will, in their finances, I think it would also take a lot of pressure off of them. So I'm going to give you a stock of the week every week. You'll get it. I'm just kidding you. But anyway, what we've actually done is we've met with Guidestone. We've shared with them what our plans were and our desires were and what our needs were for our pastors. And so they've actually given us a full-time staff member who will be in our building serving only Georgia Baptist pastors and their families and their staff and all that have that, so that they'll be traveling around the state to help our pastors with all kinds of things. We're going to roll more of this out for you on Tuesday, but I want you to see that. The other area that's critically important for our success in reaching Georgia, pastoral wellness. We have to have strong pastors. Amen? The other area is church strengthening. We say pastors are our heroes, and we also say this all the time, churches are our priority. That's why we created a church strengthening team. Now, in the past, we've had revitalization, which revitalization is important, but there are very few churches that will say, we need to be revitalized. It's just a word that has a negative connotation, but every church in Georgia would say, we need to be strengthened. I don't know that one of them that would say, we don't need to be stronger. And so what we have is a church strengthening team that will help churches in all of these areas that we actually see as our disciplines, whether it's discipleship or evangelism, whether it's music and worship, or it's missions, or it's the next gen, reaching children as well as youth. And so what we want to do is strengthen our churches and help to resource them better. So those are the two main rails. There are other teams we're going to introduce to you more on Tuesday, but I'm just so thrilled and excited about this opportunity to share with you just right now for just a moment, and then, of course, Tuesday. But let me give you the final thing. Pastors are our heroes. There's nobody in Georgia that did anything more important than what you preachers did this morning when you preached the Word of God and you shared the gospel. That's the most important thing that happens every week in Georgia. Of course you're our heroes. Can you imagine Georgia without pastors? Can you imagine what it would be like if we had a state with no shepherds? But churches are our priority. It's the body of Christ. And here's the final thing. Georgia is our mission field. 7 out of 10 Georgians did not go to church one time last year. 7 million lost people in Georgia. We live in a mission field. Now, some of you can see it and say, oh my goodness, that's terrible. As an evangelist, I see it like this. Praise the Lord, we got a great harvest field to go harvest in. Amen? We got plenty of people to go reach with the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ. So let me just say this from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for all that you do each and every day to make a difference for the King, for the kingdom, and to bring glory to our King. So thank you. God bless you.